World Report with Brandon House.
Issues a new ruling banning the possession of a popular type of braced pistol, essentially making millions of Americans felons with a stroke of the pen if they don't register those guns with the government or turn them in. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brandon House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brandon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brandon House. In a major blow to the U.S. dollar, Saudi Arabia announced this week it's open to settling trade in currencies other than the U.S. dollar. This is something I've been warning about on my national radio show and television show for many years. What is going to happen when the U.S. dollar is no longer the world reserve currency, the petrodollar? Well, I could tell you a lot about what's going to happen, but for now, let's focus on this. The kingdom's finance minister, Mohammed Al-Jahan, told Bloomberg TV in an interview in Davos that, quote, there are no issues with discussing how we settle our trade agreements, whether it is in the U.S. dollar, whether it is in the euro, whether it is in the Saudi rial. I don't think we are waving away or ruling out any discussion that will help improve the trade around the world, end quote. The move signals the Saudis' desire to strengthen trading relations with the BRICS nations, which include Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Again, the BRICS banking system is something I've been warning about since 2010. Most Americans have no idea what it is, but they will soon enough when their dollars become, well, worthless due to massive inflation and all those paper dollars rushing back to our shores. The Saudi kingdom represents, by the way, the foundation block of that petrodollar system, as I've been explaining, which was formed in the 1970s and is based on pricing crude exports and U.S. dollars. Again, this was done by Richard Nixon when he closed the gold window. He then went to Saudi Arabia, cut a deal with them to trade oil on the world market with the U.S. dollar. In return, we would give them security and protection. Well, not too long ago, after Biden came into office, he removed Patriot missiles from Saudi Arabia, as we reported at the time. And who rushed into the security gap? Russia. Again, we've been warning that the BRICS banking system, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, would look to add Saudi Arabia to its coalition. And that, well, could be the final nail in the coffin for the U.S. dollar. So, it's impossible to overstate the importance of this story, because if Saudi Arabia, the world's leading oil producer, moves to undermine the petrodollar, well, that's likely to hasten the collapse of the dollar, as I've been telling you. With the U.S. being more than $30 trillion in debt, an amount of money that can never be paid back, by the way, the only thing that props up the dollar internationally is that nations perceive the dollar as strong due to its status as the world reserve currency, as the petrodollar, and they must hold some of them. But the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the Western response to that invasion, well, it has backfired. Or was it planned? And now it has really exposed the U.S. dollar for what it is. Essentially a worthless piece of paper backed by nothing other than an illusion. Smart cities where people don't own cars and live a so-called sustainable life are being touted at the World Economic Forum in Davos. A speaker at the meeting promoted the idea of cities where people could live, quote, in harmony with nature, end quote, and not own cars. Bastian Garrod of the Swiss National Council, the lower house of Switzerland's legislature, spoke glowingly about cities in his country where people don't need to drive cars. Quote, what's important is for policies to change the rules of the game. So sustainability becomes the easier choice, not just for the people, but also for the companies, end quote. Garrod stated further that, quote, in Zurich, We have a lot of districts where you don't actually need a car because all the activities, school, buying something, everything you can do in a walking distance, and by doing that, people don't buy a car, end quote. Watch this video.
Yeah, so I think what's important for policy is really to change the rules of the game, no? So that sustainability becomes the easier choice, not just for the people, but also for the companies, no? So I think an important measure in Switzerland was to have support for renewable energy, for energy efficiency, but also then changing the way districts work. For instance, in Zurich, we have a lot of districts where you actually don't need a car because all the activities, no school, buying something, everything you can do in walking distance, no? And by doing that, no, people don't buy a car, and it's not felt like actually they would like to have a car and they are not allowed to have it, but they simply don't need it because the environment was built in a way that they don't need it. And I think this is what policy needs to do. They have to change the environment again. So we need to have the buy-in from all the population, else we are not re-elected and change is not happening, no? So it needs to be smart policy, which is at the same time also transformative, no?
It sounds like Mr. Girard is actually touting the World Economic Forum's 15-minute cities, where citizens, well, live a so-called sustainable lifestyle and basically hand over to the government their freedom of movement, living as a dependent ward of the state who can only move about on foot, by bicycle or scooter or public transportation. The motor vehicle has always been one's ticket to freedom in the United States. And that's the primary reason why the Davos crowd hates the gas-fueled vehicle. In their eyes, the peasants cannot be trusted with something as valuable as independent car ownership. Joe Biden on Tuesday held a bilateral meeting in the Oval Office with Dutch Prime Minister and World Economic Forum stooge Mark Rutte. According to a Reuters report, quote, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte told U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday that the Netherlands would offer Patriot missiles to Ukraine, the day after the top Dutch trade official balked at new U.S. restrictions on exporting chip-making technology to China, end quote. Reporters shouted questions after Biden's meeting with the Dutch Prime Minister. Biden laughed as he ignored the reporters shouting those questions about the stolen classified documents, so-called stored, in his garage next to his Corvette that he likes to talk about. Watch this. Incredible. Unbelievable, frankly. The Gateway Pundit reports that it appears Joe Biden's lawyers told him to keep his mouth shut about the classified documents scandal. And for good reason. Last week, Fox News reporter Peter Doocy got Biden to admit in the wide open that he committed a crime. Doocy asked Biden, quote, classified materials next to your Corvette? What were you thinking? End quote. Quote, my Corvette's in a locked garage, so it's not like it's sitting on the street, end quote. That's what Biden said. Doocy replied, quote, so the material was in a locked garage, end quote. Biden replied, quote, yes, as well as my Corvette, end quote. Former Major League Baseball outfielder and coach Lee Tinsley, well, he also died suddenly on January 12th at the age of 53. No cause of death was announced. According to USA Today, Tinsley died in Scottsdale, Arizona, where he is, quote, survived by three beautiful children, end quote. Tinsley's brief major league career spanned five seasons from 1993 to 1997, where he played for the Mariners, Red Sox, and Phillies. In 1994, he ranked second on the Red Sox with 13 stolen bases. He started the 1995 campaign with a 14-game hitting streak and was moved from the bottom of the order to the leadoff spot. He also had a 15-game hitting streak. Tinsley hit a career-high 284 with 18 stolen bases and 100 games for the American League East champion Red Sox. Reports of young, healthy athletes dying, well, they continue to pile up as I'm reporting. And we've reported on many of them right here, night after night after night. And now, one veteran sportscaster is finally speaking out, saying that the prevalence of these mysterious deaths is unlike anything he's ever seen in his 20-year career of covering sports. Outkick founder and sports writer Clay Travis said, quote, "In the world of sports, we need deep dive investigations into whether the COVID shot is leading to more deaths of young, otherwise healthy people," end quote. He also admonishes his colleagues in the sports media for the way they spread fear of death about COVID, but now don't want to ask questions about real deaths occurring after the shots were rolled out. Watch this.
"In the world of sports, we need deep dive investigations into whether the COVID shot is leading to more deaths of young, otherwise healthy people. And I keep seeing stories. These are anecdotal. I'm not claiming otherwise. But whether it's Damar Hamlin or whether it is what happened at Air Force, which I am sick about when I read these as a dad, as a father, it is hard for me to read these stories. But I want to share the latest with you. An Air Force offensive lineman named Hunter Brown collapsed and died walking to class on Monday. He was just 21 years old. But the number of high school, college, even pro athletes who are suddenly just dropping all around the world seems to be a fairly substantial trend. And when there are stories like the one that I shared earlier, based on studies coming out of, I believe it's Taiwan, where everyone gets the COVID shot, and then you're having like a 17% incident of heart-related issues, why would we not investigate this to the fullest of our ability? I'm really disappointed by the number of people in sports media who ran like crazy with the idea that if we played sports during COVID, athletes would die. You remember when CBS Sports came out? I think they said 8 players would die from COVID if we played in 2020. And it was totally not true. And it wasn't supported by any data. Why are all those sports media who ran around like crazy saying, hey, if we play in 2020, athletes and coaches are going to die, which didn't happen, right? Data doesn't reflect that at all. Why are they not asking more questions now that we are seeing so many otherwise young and healthy athletes dropping? And I'll use the example here of Hank Gathers, okay? When Hank Gathers collapsed in 1990, it was important to do a deep dive to figure out what was the cause of that. And it ended up that he had a heart abnormality. And as a result, it became standard for most colleges and pro sports teams to conduct deep EKGs, deep analysis of hearts.
Those are all valid questions by veteran sports journalist Clay Travis. The new Congress, well, they need to delve into this immediately, like yesterday. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my premium queen for only $27.98. Or my premium king, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Statistician Steve Kirsch has a new Substack article on the COVID vaccines. In the October 2022 version of the FAA Guide for Aviation Medical Examiners, Kirsch reports that the FAA quietly widened the EKG parameters beyond the normal range. And they didn't widen the range by a little. They widened it by a lot. It was done after the vaccine rollout. Well, this is extraordinary. Kirsch writes, quote, "They did it hoping nobody would notice. It worked for a while. Nobody caught it. But you can't hide these things for long." This is a tacit admission from the U.S. government that the COVID vaccine has damaged the hearts of our pilots. Not just a few pilots. A lot of pilots. And a lot of damage, end quote. The cardiac harm, of course, is not limited to pilots. Kirsch reports that his best guess right now is that over 50 million Americans, 50 million Americans, sustained some amount of heart damage from these experimental injections. Well, folks, we all know that's a lot of people, and we're just talking about America. That's a lot of people who will be very upset when they realize the vaccine they took to reduce their chance of dying from COVID actually worked in reverse, Kirsch says, making it, one, more likely that people will get COVID, two, be hospitalized from COVID and other diseases, three, die from COVID and other diseases, four, you also have an excellent chance of getting a lifetime of heart damage for no extra charge. Well said, Steve. Central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs, will allow individual bank customers to bypass commercial banks and hold digital currency accounts directly with the Federal Reserve. This is a major shakeup that some, well, they say it risks driving smaller banks and credit unions out of business. Few are talking about this issue, but the Wall Street Journal has just put it front and center with a bombshell article guaranteed to get the attention of the financial world. Quote, "Central bank digital currency," end quote, doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. That's what the journal reports. But you might want to get used to saying it. These so-called CBDCs, or digital version of dollars, yuan, euros, yen, or any other currencies, are coming. So, says one study. And depending on how they're designed and rolled out, well, their impact on the banking system could be profound. According to the journal, 114 countries are exploring digital currencies, and their collective economies represent, wait for it, more than 95% of the world's GDP. That's according to the Atlantic Council's Central Bank Digital Currency Tracker. Some countries, including China, India, Nigeria, and the Bahamas, well, they've already rolled out digital currencies. Others like Sweden and Japan, they're preparing for possible rollouts. The U.S., they're studying the issue, and they have run trials on various technologies to enable digital currency. Although Fed Chair Jerome Powell has indicated the U.S. Central Bank has no plans to create one and won't do so without direction from Congress. Debates about the necessity, utility, and potential pros and cons of digital currencies are often confusing. And confused in part because every country rolling out a digital currency is doing it in its own way. Generally, however, CBDCs can be roughly divided into two types: those designed for use by financial institutions and those designed for use by the general public. The first, well, that first type is just a new way for central banks to transfer money to commercial banks. The second type of CBDC is a digital version of fiat money made available to the general public through accounts held by a central bank or a commercial bank. From the perspective of a regular person or business, this kind of CBDC isn't any different from the electronic money in their bank accounts today. It's just a digital dollar. But what makes these kinds of CBDC special is that they are created and held in accounts that a central bank has direct access to. If another pandemic happened, for example, the Fed, well, they could just deposit stimulus checks into every citizen's digital currency account. This type of CBDC represents a departure from the way money is created and distributed today, in that everyday people would now have accounts, or what they call wallets, that contain money created by their country's central bank instead of by their commercial bank. It represents a shift from central banks, from their traditional role as providers of money, to a country's banking and financial system, to connecting directly with everyday people. In other words, you're going to have a Federal Reserve account. You can go to the website of FedNow. That's what they're calling it, FedNow, where they're talking about rolling this out between May and July of this year. And they talk about businesses and individuals having their own Federal Reserve account. So get ready. This is going to be a rough financial ride for the banks. And I've been reporting on my shows, the FDIC is already telling us that bank runs are coming, bail-ins are coming, and we've got a liquidity issue with these banks. Many of them, due to fractional reserve banking and derivatives, are already insolvent. The government just covers up for this gigantic Ponzi scheme. The UK-based Expo reports that the country's National Health System Director has confirmed that hospitals lied about the cause of death in order to artificially inflate COVID deaths. Before COVID, four types of pneumonia added together were the highest cause of death in the UK, and a newly implemented medical examiner system that certifies deaths. The medical examiner was certifying all types of pneumonia deaths as COVID-19 deaths. That's what a former director of end-of-life care has said. On Saturday, a former NHS director, or end-of-life director, wrote a Twitter thread which, among other things, gave a personal account of the changes to the system of reporting deaths implemented in the NHS. Quote, "When four different diseases are grouped and now being called COVID-19, you will inevitably see COVID-19 with a huge death rate. The mainstream media was reporting on this huge increase in COVID-19 deaths due to the medical examiner system being in place." The individual goes on to write, quote, "Patients being admitted and dying with very common conditions such as old age, myocardial infractions, end-of-stage kidney failure, hemorrhages, strokes, COPD and cancer, etc., were all now being certified as COVID-19 via the medical examiner system." Quote, "Hospitals were switching to and from the medical examiner system and the pre-pandemic system when they pleased. When COVID-19 deaths needed to be increased, the hospital would switch to the medical examiner system," end quote. In addition, quote, "hospitals were incentivized to report COVID-19 deaths over normal deaths as the government was paying hospitals additional money for every COVID-19 death that was being reported," end quote. That's what he said. And went on to say, quote, "I have no doubt in my mind that the government has planned the entire pandemic since 2016 when they first proposed the change to medical death certification," end quote. A member of the European Parliament, Romanian MEP Christian Terez, accused the European Union of pushing, quote, "horrible propaganda," end quote, after a project described pedophiles as, quote, "people with a sexual interest in children," end quote. According to an article in the Daily Fetched, Therese accused the EU of trying to rebrand the term with something, quote, "more appealing and morally neutral," end quote. The news comes amid controversy surrounding an EU project and its use of the term "minor attracted people" to describe pedophiles. Therese says the EU is still trying to soften the language around pedophiles with another EU project on child protection, referring to them as, quote, "people with a sexual interest in children," end quote. Therese told Breitbart, quote, "I'm shocked and I'm appalled in equal measure that the European Commission was, until very recently, replacing the term pedophile with the more appealing and morally neutral phrase of minor attracted person. They even intensified this horrible propaganda and are now talking of people with a sexual interest in children. This attitude of the European Commission to soft soap and evil and criminal behavior like pedophilia is dangerous and a threat to all children in Europe, end quote. The Romanian MEP also highlighted the EU's continued funding of drag queen shows for children, giving financial support to drag queen projects in Germany, Spain, and Slovenia. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. After years of flip-flopping, the ATF has issued a rule reclassifying guns with pistol braces, making millions of currently owned guns subject to federal short barrel rifle registration, together with a $200 tax. The effect of this rule change is to make upwards of 20 million firearm owners felons if they don't register their pistols with the federal government within 120 days of the ruling, which will be May 13th. The anticipated retroactive prohibition by the ATF rule change, meaning possession of what was a legal weapon now into an illegal weapon, may be alleged to be a, quote, ex post facto, end quote, law, and therefore be prohibited by the U.S. Constitution. In other words, there promises to be multiple lawsuits filed by gun rights groups, and this one may ultimately be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. In my opinion, the ATF has no authority to ban any legally purchased items held by Americans. I think this is a clear example of an agency created by Congress that has now usurped the lawmaking authority of its creator. The Republican House, well, they should immediately set about defunding this rogue agency. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for tuning in and for supporting this listener-supported broadcast. If you'd like to help us stay on the air, well, there's a few ways you can do that. One is by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Only if you use that code do we get credit. So if you want to help fund this newscast that takes a team of seven of us, 15 man hours a day to put together, we have to have your support. But we only get your support when you use that powerful promo code that gets you a savings. And that promo code is B66. So please use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit, and it helps keep this broadcast going. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and so much more. That same promo code works at mystore.com. Mystore.com. B66 is the code for both websites. Then, why not consider having some food insurance? You know, one day soon, people are going to be thinking about food the way they think about, well, money, because food will probably become more valuable in some regards than money. And people are going to be saying, I sure wish I had invested in a food supply that had a 25-year shelf life. Whether we're talking the manufactured food crisis, terrorist attack, cyber attacks, hyperinflation, food, folks, well, even the once doubters are saying they're concerned about a famine. And it's a manufactured famine, I believe, to get us under control. So why not make sure you're not under the thumb of the globalists, the elitist? Don't be under their thumb. Be outside their system. Be outside of their control. One way you can do that is by having your own food supply with a 25-year shelf life. I've had it for my family since 2013. WVWTVstore.com, we have it. 3-month supply, 6-month, 1-year, 2-year. You can even order a 72-hour test kit. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You'll also find other emergency supplies there, like a small stove, the solo stove, that allows you to, well, boil water with the pots and the solo stove so you can actually boil the water to make the freeze-dried food. So we have the whole system really set up for you there between emergency freeze-dried food and the emergency supplies. And I know you can purchase it elsewhere. Thank you.